Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome from a sunny Toronto, where I and the kids have interviewed Seth George Rekamon, the Jamaican Consul General. But what a 7 days it's been. Apart from being the iTunes podcast of the week, we were featured in the Metro, which led to a massive spike in downloads. We are now the number one podcast on Podomatic in the section Society and Culture, and that is worldwide. Going back to the Metro article, I need to say a big thank you to Helen Reibold, aka Ready Rice Crispy, who scanned the article and emailed it to me, because you can't get the Metro in Toronto. Also, whilst being on holiday in the great province of Ontario, I've managed to complete the first part of the Bob Marley show, which promises to be a little bit of an epic. So look out for that in the next couple of weeks on iTunes. If you would like to air this series on a radio station or to sponsor the series, please let me know, as I need to pay for hosting and it's not cheap. So if you would like to take up the option of sponsoring or of running the series on a radio station, my email address is Royfield, spelled R-O-I-F-I-E-L-D @gmail.com. And then lastly, of course, you can catch up with us on Twitter, where we are @HowJamaica, or on Facebook, we are facebook.com/HowJamaica. And of course, there is the website, which is HowJamaicaConqueredTheWorld.com, to find out more information about characters behind the show.
Festival Jamaica 2012 and the Reggae Exhibition celebrate 50 years of Jamaica's independence across 17 days. This will be the largest Jamaican cultural experience during the Olympics in East London, from July 27th to August 12th, Stratford, London. For more information, please visit www.festivaljamaica2012.com. That's www.festivaljamaica2012.com.
How Jamaica Conquered the World is officially endorsed by Jamaica 50.
This is the story of how one small island conquered the world.
Jamaican patois.
And a fair start. Asafa Powell. Usain Bolt is also out well. Here they come down the track. Usain Bolt!
It's a story of music, sport, and style. How its rhythms, athletes, and language went global.
Pull up, pull up!
This is How Jamaica Conquered the World.
Hi, my name is Aishen Samau from the Mau Mau Warriors, the lead singer. I am from Trenchtown, Kingston, Jamaica.
My name is Jimmy Lyons. I work as a music manager and I'm based in London in the United Kingdom.
My name is Tupunyere Doro John. I live in the city of Mosbach, Germany, and I am a Rasta man.
My journey within the heights of being a Rasta right now, I was born a Rasta. The reason why I say this, because I have felt this power from early out within my time, knowing that the powers of His Majesty lives within our island here, Jamaica.
The first time I saw a Rasta, when I was a child, they brought a Rasta man to our school. And this Rasta man was performing some kind of things that we as children find very spectacular. A man could sit on the bicycle, and this Rasta man could lift the bicycle with the man with one hand. That was the first time I have seen a Rasta.
Jamaicans have given birth to a movement called Rastafari. We are typically easily identifiable because of the dreadlock. So this has been a key factor in people recognizing a Rastafarian for this distinct hairstyle and way of life.
Yeah! Rastafari!
Rastafarians are generally people of African descent who have a reverence for His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, and who grounds with tenets of peace, love, world unity, and general positivity and sustainability for nature.
Ras being head, Tafari being creator, His Majesty is undoubtable Earth's rightful ruler.
Most religious people see the Rastaman as the reincarnated souls of the ancient Africans sold into slavery, who have come to deliver the message of brotherhood and peace.
Marcus Gallo was a prophet.
Rastafarians consider Marcus Garvey a prophet. In fact, Rastafarians even tie Marcus Garvey to a person like John the Baptist, who baptized Jesus and foretold of his coming. Marcus Garvey had asked his people to look to Africa, for there a black king would be crowned and he would be our redeemer. This was literally taken by Jamaicans and African descendants in America to relate to the crowning of His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie I in Addis Ababa in 1930. Within the time and the realm of Haile Selassie's liberty on earth, Rastafarians and African descendants had looked at God through their own eyes. So Haile Selassie, because of the lineage between Solomon, Sheba, and Jesus Christ, see the example that he set through his living, his teachings have been central to the Rastafari. Actually, Rastafari is the name that Haile Selassie was born with. The movement actually holds the name of the individual. He's most highly revered by Rastafari.
Rasta love fruits. Rasta love to be within the heights of the vegetation. The organic food. No form of additives shall be added. Salt, it is not a, it don't be a must. Sugar, it don't be a must. Certain alcoholic drink, never. Within the heights of being a Rasta, it is natural and ital, vital.
Ital is a shortened version of the word vital. So ital food we consider vital for health and well-being. Rastafarians use the herb, marijuana, also called cannabis. We generally use it as an aid to worship. We also view it as a healing of the nation, as a herb that brings people together in communion.
Rasta don't involve in drugs. Rasta don't sell drugs because the Rasta man doesn't do things to kill his people. Drugs has no part with the Rasta man. No cocaine, no crack, nothing. Just some herbs for the healing of the nation. I don't consider herbs, marijuana, as they may scientifically call it, being drugs, because it is a plant. It is dear for the services of man.
The founding fathers of the Rastafari movement were very, very much oppressed. In the 1930s, when the movement took root in Jamaica, Rastafarians such as Leonard Percival Howell, Nathaniel Hibbert, Douglas Mack, they were very much persecuted by the authorities. Many of the founding fathers found themselves committed to asylums.
When Bob came and Bob said, Rastaman vibration, in that time of the early 70s, you could not wear dreadlocks unless you were committed within the heights of His Majesty, because they wanted to kill you, they wanted to beat you, they wanted to trim your ear. So you have to be committed. Your conviction will have to be your life.
Jah love the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon, to them that know I. With the old Philistine and Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Bob Marley is held in the highest esteem by Rastafarians. Bob Marley sang the truth. His music was the scripture of Rastafari.
He sang about the oppressed people, the depressed people, the struggling people of the world. He didn't care whether you're black, you're white, you're yellow, or you're pink. So Bob Marley came and said, Rastaman vibration. And the world felt it.
The influence of Bob and his music, the world could accept a Rastaman today. They could see that a Rastaman is a man who come to deliver the message of brotherhood and peace.
We can now walk, we can talk, we are now in parliament, we are part of the government, our movement has stretched far, wide and deep, internationally. We can now have a say in a lot of things through the powers of His Imperial Majesty. It is not the color of your skin. It is the function of your heart and what your headspace can hold, my brother.
I would say that in Jamaica, one in every five males between the ages of 18 and, say, 60 would be a Rastafarian. Worldwide, there definitely are millions of Rastafarians. There are Rastafarians all over Africa now. In fact, in South Africa, there are a million Rastafarians in itself. London also has lots of Rastafarians. Throughout the world, there are millions of Rastafarians. And I would also say that it would be in the tens of millions as well. Because of the advent of Bob Marley and the popularity of his music and the popularity of reggae in general, the association has been tied to Rastafarians worldwide. It's been able to carry the message of Rastafarians to all four corners of the earth. Now, Jamaica itself has stood proud because she has given birth to this way of life, way of speaking, this unique way of relating. People from England to New York to China now think in terms of just the way Jamaicans and Rastafarians in general have started to process thinking. For instance, I'm speaking to you on an iPad. We've got the iPhone and we've got the iBook. And as you well know, Rastafarians preface every word with I. So, you know, the influence is wide, it really is.
We'll be forever loving Jah. We'll be forever. We'll be forever loving Jah.
Hope you enjoyed the Rasta podcast, which acted as a neat way of introducing Jamaica's most iconic superstar, Bob Marley. His story and his legacy will take up the next two podcasts on how Jamaica conquered the world. But that's just about it. Don't forget, you can catch up with us on Twitter, where we are at How Jamaica. You can find us on Facebook, where we are facebook.com/How Jamaica. The website is How Jamaica Conquered the World. And this is me signing off and Ella signing off. Say bye-bye, Ella.
Bye-bye. Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.